Like freaking A-Force over here.
Yeah. I actually forgot everything that happened. Yeah. I had Harry Potter dream last night again. I love those dreams.
Really?
Yeah. Except it was like mixed with, I was at Hogwarts, but sometimes I was also at the mall. It's really weird.
Isn't that the same thing?
It's yeah. because the mall oh, were you just is at, a magical
like,
place.
Was it like, was your dream like you were running around like Universal Studios?
Could have been.
At, like the Hogwarts part, which is basically the mall also, of magic.
But I was like actually a wizard though.
All right, boys, we're live once again. We're gonna go right into the episode because you know we're on a little bit of timetable going on, and also we're in the end game now, so there's no need to waste about anything. Dumbo.
Oh, okay.
I reserved 6 tickets for everyone for the film Dumbo because I just want to talk about how
the greatest
shot ever in cinema is the shot where Dumbo, you know, gets a little grandpa's medicine, goes in, starts to get drunk, and then Danny DeVito's like checking him out, and he's like, "Whoa, you're gonna be okay." Whoa! And then his face, the balloon, pink bubble balloons out into a nightmare dream sequence with the sort of elephants.
I think that'd be good.
Come around.
Isn't Dumbo the one where Hugh Jackman is an arsonist or something and he burns down that circus in like the 1800s?
No. Close. It's the one about Tim Burton is the perfect director to pick up a film about torturing a baby elephant on camera. He's the only director, not only with the knowledge, but the will to act on it.
Oh, yikes.
Nothing makes good movies like animal abuse.
True.
That's what I always say.
Yeah, just ask Milo and Otis.
That's my only complaint with Endgame. Only. There wasn't just...
I mean, there was some pretty brutal animal abuse.
I mean, to be fair, though, like, Thanos' army's
okay.
animals, so...
Even though... Thanos, what? No spoilers yet. We don't want to lose everybody here.
Sorry.
David.
He's good.
Token, one news story out of everything. Go for it.
What do you got, Matt?
Oof.
I haven't paid attention to current events because the only current event I've been paying attention to is that. I want to see the Pennyworth show. That looks really good. That looks good. Come on.
I laughed out loud when I saw that.
That looks good.
I'm getting tickets.
I want to see
like,
that.
I saw, like, DC. What the hell is this DC thing? Oh.
It's Pennyworth, bro.
Okay.
Pennyworth is
God, awesome. I got to watch
I found
Mitchell.
You guys a news story.
Yeah?
Okay.
From the BBC. Avengers Endgame beats box office records with $1.2 billion on the debut weekend.
Shook.
On the debut weekend.
Yeah.
That makes
Which
sense.
Which isn't quite over, but...
That's, yeah. like, we have a ritual starting in Infinity War where, you know, I usually go early, but we usually all go early, get seating, and then tickets on that day. Because it's all... We live in Albany, Oregon, which is basically like, hey, it's called a city, but...
Yeah.
Come on.
We're classified.
Yeah.
As one.
But yeah, they actually genuinely showed out most of their showings, like, before midday. Like, the matinee showings for Avengers is like, you can kind of sneak into. Like, I could have gone today. Like, my parents are like, hey, we could probably sneak this in. And I was like, I can't. I have to function today. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't go through all that again.
It's too emotional. I'm probably going to watch it again within a week, though.
Yeah, that's true.
My uncle or something.
So. I'm probably going to be watching it again today.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, this is the weekend I became a man, though. You know, that's pretty big news, I'd say.
Exactly.
I got my driver's license that day.
That was big news.
Finally got shipped over.
Now you got hair on your nose.
Yeah, about time. Gonna go to the shop. Yeah, next week we're gonna find a time for the shop, which I'm definitely wearing a wire into and making an episode about.
Oh, gosh.
Were you with us when...
I was not.
It was...
Yeah, Gold Medal I haven't gotten yet, I don't think.
I can proudly say I've never walked into the adult shop.
Me?
I thought you went.
No.
No. I thought you went to, but it must have
busy.
Been Forrest and
okay.
Forrest,
I know
Forrest,
you lied. Okay,
Sean
then you
Maddie
you've told me.
Me.
I know you've told me. I think you lied about it. He's like, yeah, I've totally gone in there.
Maybe I said that, but I didn't.
Okay.
I've never been in there.
Best part is when me, Maddie, Forrest, and Sean went in. You know, we're just kind of like looking around, just kind of like, oh, who look at these. So we went into like this, not really like a back room, but it kind of looks like a back room because there's like a shelf of just. So it kind of makes like a room.
Yeah.
And in there, they had a $200 vibrating.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. You know, just like in a box. And
yeah,
so
a
we
nondescript
like,
size, by the way. We don't know.
You know, it's a big box. Because, you know, an size.
Yeah. Ass size.
That's
yes.
America's ass.
Exactly. That's America's ass. But so then the.
Great.
Then the
I might
employee
have to buy
there.
It because of that now. Oh, I'll paint it.
With the Captain America shield. But so the employee comes over and starts trying to, like, sell it to us.
Oh, yeah.
And we're all just like, I think we all know that we're just, like, in here to be like, oh, we went to the yeah. and you're having like a 20 minute super awkward conversation about this vibrating with us.
Yep.
And yeah, that's why you should go and
yeah.
Or
get out. That's
right. Or another thing they had in there was a
inflatable.
27 inches? That's oddly specific.
I mean, there'd be some pretty brutal seams on that.
Because I was like, what do you do with that?
Yeah, like, you know, like, even like the blow up crayons have like that one seam that will just, you know, slice a kid.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's dangerous.
Like, you can't bring that on a plane, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a move the Germans used back in WW2. Second inflatable. You got the seam the on
inflatable
it.
Inflatable piece.
Seam on an inflatable.
Oh, yeah, this would be good. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's our way to fight.
If you
want to
fight the Nazis, burn as much coal as you can.
That's right. Yeah. You know, yeah. Screw you, Hitler.
So yeah, the last 5 minutes of Hitler conspiracies, I just edited out because, you know, I don't want to be outed.
Right. Yeah.
By the CIA.
We don't want to get taken out.
$1.3 billion for opening weekend totally makes sense. The Russos will be the first at least pair of directors to have three movies that make $1 billion. Two movies to make $2 billion, and a movie to make $3 billion.
They are very good directors, but it's like they're kind of handed, you know, quite.
I don't think they were though, because they've used. We'll talk about it in any game, but I think the Russos have been laying the seeds for all of them. Like they used all their own stuff.
That is true. That is true. But overall, I just mean the fan base. The rules. Comics though are pretty huge. So
yeah, the comic books are pretty big. Cartoons less so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know what point exactly. Avengers definitely tipped it over.
Yes, very true.
Yeah. Like, because it was just so... It's way more marketable to just have multiple heroes that you could like.
Right. Well, and that's the cool part, too, is that, like, movies haven't really done this until these movies. That, like, yeah. Oh, wow, look at this. It's not technically
Yeah,
a
Harry
sequel.
Potter barely had time for other characters than, like...
Right. Well, it's not just, Potter. Like, a sequel movie, like, it's rare that you've had, like, separate movies, and then they put all these movies, like...
Yeah, it's a universe.
Yeah, you know? like
not even the comic books could, like, do that balance well. It was just like, hey, Infinity Gauntlet happened.
That's kind of why the comics, I think, were also popular in their own day, you know?
Right,
like, well, yeah, you could, like, definitely get multiple issues.
I could get a different issue with this guy
that has
got his own series that's in this now, so...
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of, like, yeah, mixing it together, I think, is really what makes it so popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, technically it's like a 22-long series, if you want to put it that way. Like, you can think of it like that.
22 film story.
Yeah.
That didn't have exactly too many duds story-wise. Like, even, like, I was watching it, Age of Ultron is huge for this movie.
It's important, yeah.
I watch it afterward.
Age of Ultron is, again, like...
Even though it's weirdly boring.
Amazing, but, like, there's a lot of important stuff that happened in that movie.
Which I guess we just thank Marvel for ruining that.
Yeah, which is too bad. But then they made Civil War 2.0, which is Avengers 2.5, which is good.
Exactly. The funny thing is that I'm pretty sure nobody understood the Infinity Gauntlets without having the exposition pool in there.
Yeah. Shall we dive in?
Spoilers here. Endgame, I would recommend seeing it.
Probably.
As well as...
I'd agree with that.
I guess people need, like, what list of Marvel movies should I watch? Because, like, you know, this is pretty important for film. Like, this is the film of the century.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'd probably be important to, you know, what sort of Marvel movies do you guys personally think people should watch for Endgame?
Just Thor the Dark World.
Yep.
Thor the Dark World's the most... Arguably... Thor the Dark World, arguably the most important?
Honestly, though, actually important to the story.
Yeah, it's, like...
It's huge.
Like, I mean, I haven't seen it in a while, so I'm...
So you were forgetting stuff.
So I was, like, kind of like, okay, I sort of, like, remember this, but even being, like...
Yeah, that's the only movie that they had to recap inside.
Yeah, because no one watched it.
Yeah. So, like, since they did that, like, even though I didn't really remember what happened in that movie too well...
Yeah.
I still, like, got what was going on.
But, yeah, but you didn't
And
need
it didn't
to...
take away from the movie at all.
No, no. Yeah. They didn't have to recap.
So if you want to watch, like... Experience Endgame in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Like, whenever I watch Marvel movies after this, it's like, oh, wow, that's a fun callback to Endgame, because that's how my brain's going to be.
Yeah.
Because, it just feeds into each other so well. Watch all the Russo films, which are Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Captain America, Civil War, Infinity War,
Thor Ragnarok,
Endgame.
Is it Russo's?
Yeah.
Russo Brothers.
It's Taika Waititi.
Yeah. That was also a really good movie, though.
Yeah. Thor Ragnarok, also very influential, more than, I think, definitely the most influential solo movie, kind of, even though it's not even a solo movie. Yeah. It's also very crucial for Hulk's
arc
as well. The first Avengers, definitely.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't seen that already, which some people have gotten away with somehow.
It's a really good movie, honestly.
Like, yeah, it's good.
Well done.
And it's like so palatable because it's like shot, because it's shot in the Whedon way that I've said multiple times, where his TV shows kind of look like movies and his movies kind of look like TV shows. Mm-hmm. It's just probably one of the most palatable like cinematography.
Yeah.
In a film, along with some really impressive shots. Definitely. In the final sequence, because they built an entire New York.
Yeah. It was cool. Yeah.
Checkmate.
Was really good.
Percy Jackson, who tried to create the Empire State Building in CGI for King Kong.
You don't like the Percy Jackson books, right, Matt?
I read the first one,
and you're just
and I was just kind of like, yeah, that was okay. Mm-hmm. I never really like read any of the other ones. Yeah. And then watched the movies, and I was just like,
I don't need this. I got really into the books. I read like the first five, and then
Percy Jackson movies. By the way, I said Percy Jackson and Peter Jackson because I disdain both of them equally.
What?
But
take it back. Well, Peter Jackson.
Do you know, Peter Jackson kind of ruined New Zealand film industry at my essay for speech and debate.
But Lord of the Rings is so good.
Exactly, and The Hobbit ruined the New Zealand film industry like by changing legislation to like over every single worker.
Yeah.
Industry.
That sounds like something.
Yeah, and the only reason why New Zealand isn't in complete debt is because they're...
Sounds like a Hollywood
It's because Weta's just hacking away at three Avatar movies at the same time.
Oh, gosh. Don't you love corporatism?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. But yeah, those are the Marvel movies you should watch. Spoilers!
Did we say Guardians?
No, we did not.
Guardians.
Guardians are always important.
That's definitely important.
Oh, yeah.
Not for Endgame so much.
If you don't know who any of the Guardians are,
that's why.
I mean, you'll care less, but they make you care. Here's the thing also to take into account with the Russos. They are so good at respecting all the characters and making you, like, get them.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you're going to get these characters no matter what. Like, even if Infinity War is your first one, which, sure. You know, it's the biggest event.
Even just watching Endgame, like, you know what happened. Like, they talk about it, they set it up really well. Like, I'm not saying don't watch Infinity War before you watch Endgame, but you could watch Endgame before seeing Infinity War.
Like, if you see Endgame
and
before...
And understand what's happening.
Yeah, just watch it in reverse chronological order, why not?
That'd be weird, but, like...
Endgame and... Infinity War and Endgame, I don't have to say this in spoiler view, but if there's, like, something, like, you feel like it's an element's lacking in Endgame, which I definitely kind of feel like, that's because it was addressed in Infinity War. And it's the inverse of that. They go perfectly together.
Yes, they're, like,
two-parter.
It's definitely a two-parter, like, film.
Yeah,
like,
they do have their own individuality, so that way, you know, Endgame can make even more money.
Exactly.
That's right. Well, shall we?
Okay.
But, like, speaking of character setup and stuff like that,
yeah,
how they really respect the characters. That's like the first thing me and Maddie were talking about on the drive home from Endgame, which is how like every character that came on screen, like you got excited to see them.
Yeah.
Because they've been just built up so well, and
right,
you just like care about
you
like
care
every
about
single
all
one of them.
The characters, yeah.
Even Mantis.
Even Mantis.
Mantis got a good karate chop in. I think. Spoilers.
Huh.
Mantis got in one good karate chop I saw.
Yeah.
So yeah,
true.
Spoilers for that. That's the one spoiler you'll get from it.
Oh, if she hadn't gotten that karate chop in, everything would have fallen apart.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like that like butterfly wing effect thing.
I'm excited, to see the continuation too. It's good. Because it does a really good job of wrapping up things, but there's also we know what's gonna happen. Like there's more going on.
Yeah. So let's start this review for Avengers Endgame. Directed by Anthony Russo, Joe Russo, and also penned by Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely, with, of course, writing credits to Jim Starlin, Stan Lee, and Jack Kirby, the original authors of the graphic novel storyline.
Alright.
Spoilers from there on, but first, maybe you'll enjoy an ad break. Also, I'm with co-boys Matthew Easdale, David Lake, and I'm your host, Boy Harrison Crudle. I forgot to do that, but hey, who cares?
Yeah.
And this piece is sponsored by Hamas.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Do you want a free Palestine?
No.
Speaking of a free Palestine, the world is shook, bruh. The snap happened.
It happened.
Also known as The Vanishing, I believe.
Yeah.
Sure.
wiped out half of all living creatures, not plants. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, no one cares about plants.
Yeah, got him.
Oh, shoot.
We were actually talking, me and Maddie, too, we were talking about that yesterday.
You said all living creatures.
Yeah.
So animals, too.
Yeah, we were talking about that because...
It's going to screw some ecosystems, man.
Yeah, that's what we were saying, because we were watching Our Planet, the new David Attenborough series on Netflix.
Yeah. Well, we'll be covered eventually.
Which will be covered, because it's fantastic. What happens to, like, a species of something when the snap happens that, like, half of their kind gets wiped out, right, but there's only, like, four of them left?
Yeah.
And so two. All the
conservationists... Or all of it's gone or none of it's gone, you know? It's just... Yeah. It's random.
Yeah. So it's like, random. There's only, like, 400 or something white rhinos left.
Right.
Yeah. And so you just, like, snap and... Say half of them get done, there's only like 200. That's like, ouch. Since it's already such a small population.
Right.
And you just like halved them too, that just makes things even worse.
Well, what also just happens to, you know, like an ecosystem and then you snap and then the predators don't get hit very hard, but all of the prey do.
Or
and
like.
It's like, oh shoot, now we've got like packs of sharks.
Or like in the Puget Sound, if the snap happens, no sea urchins get snapped away, but all the otters get snapped away.
All the otters, yeah.
And then there's just sea urchins everywhere, and they eat all the kelp and just like
invasive
destroy
species everything. Would have like a heyday, you know.
Yeah. So even more evidence that Thanos didn't think this all the way through.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
I still love
the way we usually structure reviews. I usually like to go act by act, which would really work for this film.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're just going to go on that, and we're going to get into characters after that. So yeah, the first act of this film really shows, hey, the snap isn't great, because it really expertly shows just Hawkeye's family. Like, if
that's
you didn't
true,
see Infinity War, that does not have the impact. Scene. That was an incredible first scene, because you only see...
You know what's going to happen.
Like, so many people just wouldn't have seen them, like, nobody get dusted, because, like, there should be years and they're all talking, like, right after that, but yeah.
Yeah, and...
Like, I wouldn't know if my family, like, I would have been an empty house, you know?
Yeah. It does such a good job at, like, showing that. Like, it's not even, like, a dramatic, like, oh, he just, like, notices, and then the next second they're gone, and he's like, what?
Yeah.
It's not like everyone at the same time where he's just, like, looking over at them.
Right. I really like the choice, too, where they didn't actually show the family get dusted.
Yeah, it's just, like...
He just kind of, like, turns
like
around.
Like, barely any dust left before
it
gets blown in the wind.
He has no idea what happened.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah, that's, like, the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And, like, you know what's happening, too, when you see it. He's, like, training his daughter.
Yeah, and, like, his, like, family's getting ready with, like, a picnic and all that, and it's all, like, idyllic.
Yeah.
Idyllic.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, idyllic. Like, just, like, family setting, and you're just like, oh, no.
Yeah. And
this is how it happens.
This is part of my theory, because they introduce Hawkeye's daughter.
Yeah, that's going to be... That's
semi-confirmed
as a Disney Plus.
They're definitely going to do something with the kids, because, you know...
Yeah.
There's a lot... Because a lot of the heroes have got kids now.
Yeah.
You can see.
Like, Iron Man's
kid. Iron Man's got a kid.
Yeah. Steve Rogers probably has a kid as
well. Steve Rogers, we can assume, has one.
I don't know. It might
Man's
be MVP.
Kid.
That'd be a great way to work an MVP and then immediately kill him.
Yeah.
But that's his whole thing. Like, MVP was the grandson of, like, the German doctor in the comic books. And during, like, the first run of Young Avengers, which is what Iron Man is just like, hey, you know, Hawkeye, could you run this, like, Young Avengers team? And then MVP, like, during a training exercise, like, one of them, like, totally, like, flips out because one of them is, like, Nightmare's kid or something.
Yeah.
So they make a giant spider, and she's like, oh, my God, I gotta kill this thing, and just blows up the whole room and kills, like, MVP. Which is just, like, super soldier-like.
Right. Yeah. No, so definitely there's a lot of, like, kids, though.
Yeah,
involved.
And...
Yeah, I think Hawkeye would be a great sort of leader for that. Because
yeah,
he can,
that's true.
You know, point people at Yakuza pretty good.
Yeah.
By the way, underrated scene that I've seen online. The Yakuza scene is great.
The what scene?
The Yakuza scene where Ronin is
Ronin
in that. I wish Ronin's mask had, like, the yellow eyes instead of just, like, a bandit mask, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the more iconic looks.
So that's really the first... Oh, well, I guess what else... How long is first act? Or are you calling it, like...
I think first act is is, like, a good...
Like, before the...
You know, let's just say every act is, like, an hour.
Before they find Thanos the first time.
Yeah.
Like, no. I think before the time travel starts, because, like...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, the setup is, like, oh...
Yeah, like, 5 years... Okay, yeah.
Because, basically, then it goes into, you know, the whole, like, really good foreshadowing, because, like, Ant-Man, like, flicks... No, Iron Man flicks Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of paper football, and then Nebula, like, wins for the first time.
Yeah.
That's sort of great sort of relationship that
they
blossoms
good job
from
that. Yeah, like him surviving on the ship, that's like 5 minutes of kind of, but like, it's not very hard to watch because you know that he's going to get, like, you know he's going to get out of it.
Right, yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah, the way they kill Thanos at the beginning is, like, really quick. But it was good, though, too, because you're like, oh, like, there's a lot
of... Well, he's already won. Like, yeah. He doesn't care.
Yeah. He's...
By the way, Thanos 100% is dressed like Shrek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Legit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I definitely had to say that.
He's wearing, like, a brown potato shirt.
He's like a regular potato sack for sure.
Yeah, sure shirt.
And they walk up to his little hut, and he's just like, somebody wants to
cue montage.
Or just, like, a rock cover for that when Captain Marvel comes in.
Well, yeah, then they chop his head off with a sick...
They got to expose all his layers.
That's great, yeah. Boy, if Infinity... Like, my favorite part was, like, wow, I can't believe Infinity War went so brutal with the Black Order deaths. And they 100% up that. Up the ending in that.
Yeah.
Like, they're not exactly to, like, X-Men, like, levels of violence.
No.
Yeah, because the X-Men movies, I just love how... Like, they're absolutely, like, atrociously brutal, and I love it.
That's
like,
true.
There's just some great shots.
Yeah, yeah, I love,
like,
watching
in Apocalypse, just, like,
Logan.
Absolutely destroy people.
Yeah, like, Apocalypse was great. Like, the Wolverine scene in Apocalypse was my, like, Rogue One Darth Vader scene, because I hated the Darth Vader scene in Rogue One. Star Wars doesn't know how to use lightsabers good, except for in Force Awakens, at me. And, GG/M. And it's so good, like, he's like, oh, they're not gonna show blood, and then it just shows, like, blood splattering and blood is soaked hallways.
Yeah, he's, like, chopping people's arms off. Like, he's just casually, like, Wolverine is insane.
Yeah. Yeah, just...
I'm excited for the Dark Phoenix movie. That'll be good.
I don't think it'll be good anymore, because Phoenix, like, yeah... I guess the set pieces are, like, linear enough, like, in a train is, like, yeah, that's good to be linear, but, like,
to do Dark Phoenix,
why are you doing, like, glowing veins? Like, stop.
I like...
Also, the Skrull's gonna be in Phoenix, which is...
That's interesting. Those movies are well done, though, I gotta say. I do like the Michael Fassbender.
I love the X-Men movies. I really do.
McAvoy.
And I'm sad that they're just tossing it into a hole, is what Disney's doing.
Yeah, that's, like, there's a lot of
New Mutants is threatened to getting buried, which... I'm absolutely not a fan of. I would have loved New Mutants sooner.
That's okay, though.
Because this trailer came out 2 years ago.
Oh, well.
Can't have it all, I guess.
Speaking of not having it all, after
Thanos
Thor, Games for the Head.
That's right.
5 years later.
Oof.
Love the pacing in that one.
That's
good. Brutal.
Just, it just, like, hits you.
You're like, oh, shoot.
Like,
yeah.
I haven't figured it out yet.
But, yeah.
Luckily, all the high schoolers got dusted within that time as well.
Apparently. Oh, my gosh. I have a couple questions about things, but that's okay. Yeah, 5 years later, we figure out Ant-Man escapes. Pops out of the van.
No, we don't. We figure out that, you know, Captain America's just trying to move on.
Oh, right. Captain America's...
Because apparently the Avengers, like, probably had a release statement, just like, yeah, aliens...
We're sorry about that.
Just... Whoops.
Also, aliens exist. We figured that. We already knew that.
Stay strong, and we'll fix this. We'll get it one day.
We'll move on, yeah. Thanks, Cap.
Yeah. But they can move on.
No, they can't.
Not them. Not them.
And,
yeah, Black Widow's just trying to keep people together. Just like, yeah, we can get stuff together. Mm-hmm. Just help. Captain Marvel has a pretty good haircut. I wish when she was powered up, it was more full hawkish.
Yeah,
but
it looked pretty cool.
Yeah, I think
sick. Also, Rocket Raccoon's original look, which is so primo, so good. Rocket Raccoon's still my favorite.
He does a good job. He's a really good character.
Even though
Bradley Cooper.
I don't want to be bold. It's wrong to say anybody stole the film because the Russos give Captain Marvel the best stuff in literally all their movies. But I really think Ant-Man steals this movie, I think.
Ant-Man does a very... Like, you very much care about,
like, him. I definitely cried at the ending, which, I don't know, I guess we'll be a little bit careful in case we can persuade you to not get spoiled, but yeah.
Yeah.
I cried at the end of the movie multiple times. That got me pretty good. Though I did a very ugly... Like, I was about to go when Ant-Man saw... Like, Paul Rudd totally sells, like, that whole, like, one-minute shot of just him holding his daughter, like, aged up. Like, 5 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, Paul Rudd definitely steals and, like, sells everything.
Mm-hmm.
He is on screen, which, I mean, all the actors do. Like, Thor was really incredible in this, had, like, some really good layers.
He really took after Shrek Thanos.
Yeah. That was a pretty funny...
That was good.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, but it also had, like, yeah, this is, like, in a character that's actually depressed.
Mm-hmm.
In a Marvel movie, which they...
You can tell that, like, Thor is in crisis. Like, he doesn't really, like, it's funny, but, like, also deep down, you're like, oh, shoot, like, Thor's not doing well. Because, like, he lost everybody.
Yeah, it came, like, a tragedy in a whole new direction. Like, yeah, Infinity War, like, well, he was, like, that was, like, in the span of, like, an afternoon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this really...
Like, he lost his brother, his best friend. His dad died not that long ago. And then his mom died, you know, like, a year before that. And
yeah.
It's, you know,
Nikoye.
And, like, half, most of his population's gone, probably. And then he also failed to kill Thanos, so, like...
Yeah, because, like, especially, too, because, like, he had, like, that chance to get him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he didn't. Yeah, he couldn't do it.
Yeah. Unlike Quill, who did aim for the head. Which I'll get into... I mean, I get why there wasn't, like, that much Star-Lord, but, like, him, it was, like, the first time he was on Earth again.
Yeah.
Like, near the end, which was pretty insane.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah.
We'll get into that whole... That's gonna be a lot. That's gonna be a while. So, yeah, we go on... We go into... basically, just reparations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Captain... Like... It's just a routine visit to, you know,
check
Romanoff.
Crimes.
Roger's checking on Romanoff, and he's just like, yeah, you good? It's just like,
no,
just shut up.
Yeah.
And throw a sandwich at you, which very important.
That is important.
Yeah. And then Paul Rudd comes in, is like, hey, time.
Time travel!
Time travel!
Time travel!
Time heist!
Woo!
Which, exactly. Another way Paul Rudd seals his movie is that, yeah, he makes the best... I think one of the best plots of any the best plot of any Marvel movie is, like, yeah, they have to do a time heist.
Yeah.
The Avengers have to, like, steal something instead of just, like, running around.
They
and
do a good job
punching
with,
stuff.
Like, right, yeah. Like, they have to be sneaky about it.
Yeah.
You can't just, like, blast in.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Which really flexes their whole deal.
Which obviously...
I kind of wish... there's a lot of things... I really love this part of the movie as a sort of angle on it. It's like, yeah, there's stuff that I would have personally wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
If I was working on it, but I really appreciate how that's not how things go. Like, people...
Yeah.
Like, it was a very distinct vision through and through.
There's
like,
only,
I would have loved,
right,
like, Michael Peña to come back and then him recapping the entire Marvel Universe. Like, that would have been very
useful.
You should
have just made an entire separate movie for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not even a movie. Like, if they could do it, boil it down in, like, a 2-minute scene.
That would be good.
So going back and forth, and it's just like, wait, so what are we supposed to do? It's just like...
You want me to what?
Wait, hold on. The Infinity Stones are like this?
What?
And then it cuts to that.
Exactly. That was really good. Professor Hulk is amazing.
Yeah.
The Hulk is so good.
Like, so funny.
Like, especially since the only marketing material was on the annual popcorn bucket on the AMC. By the way, I went to the AMC for Captain Marvel. We watched Captain Marvel. Still great. Watch that one.
Is,
like,
yeah,
you don't
yeah,
need to see it for whatever.
You don't,
yeah,
really.
It doesn't.
Yeah,
really,
it's really great.
Yeah, it doesn't really add that much.
Captain Marvel's
game,
not in
Captain Marvel's
lot,
good.
So.
Captain Marvel's great in both films, I think, though.
Yeah, she did
at
really
me.
Good.
Did you just watch him? It really comes out to Professor Hulk just like, I think, I don't know. He, it's like way more New York and like way more like tough.
Mm-hmm.
As like that Hulk, like he's really is like a blend of like Joe Fixit is also in there as well, which is sort of in the comic books.
Yeah.
It's, like, supposed to be, like, Green Hulk and Grey Hulk and Bruce Banner, which is sort of the more contextualized thing, but, yeah, it looked great.
Yeah.
Amazing sort of performance by Mark Ruffalo, great capture.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the size of him is really good.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, it was, like, slightly smaller.
Like,
it was, like, the same size
as
Hulk,
but
yeah, the hands were, like, a lot more.
He's more delicate looking.
Yeah.
And more Mark Ruffalo face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A better dab from that one.
Good
friend.
Oh, man.
Great chemistry with Paul Rudd.
Yes.
That's true. Many scenes.
That's true.
Including the quintessential taco.
The taco scene.
The taco scene.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
I don't know. I think the hardest laugh I got, like, wasn't Fat Thor, but, like, just, like, a classic, like, indie film shot of, like, Rocket. And Thor, like, in the back, and Hulk in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
Like, in Norway.
I enjoyed that.
Like, if you imagine, like, Mark Ruffalo and, like, Bradley Cooper in like that same sort of truck. Right. It's like, yeah, it's just a normal shot, but
yeah, but like
the Hulk and a raccoon, and
a raccoon in a truck
with a scarf.
New Midgard, which is great.
New
Asgard, sorry, Midgard.
New Asgard and Tonberg, which yeah. is actually a lot of people pointed out where the Tesseract was in the first Avenger as well. Big place for Asgardian stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Tonberg.
Yeah, well, that I mean, that brings us to, obviously, you know, Fat Thor.
Taika Waititi. Hey, Thor, this kid called me a dickhead again.
Yeah. I love that they brought him back. Oh, my
and
gosh.
They dressed him the way Taika Waititi dresses.
Is that really?
By the way, earlier I said Rocket Raccoon is my favorite MCU character. It's wrong. It's Meek. I love Meek so much.
Meek is great.
Meek is so good, and I hope he still causes Planet Hulk somehow. That'd be so golden. I stepped on him. Didn't make it the bridge.
I've just been carrying around all day because I feel kind of dead.
So. I feel kind of beat a bit the whole situation.
The whole situation. Oh, Meek's alive. Yay.
The revolution has begun.
And pretend enough pamphlets, and my mom brought her a boyfriend, and I hate him.
So. Brought a boyfriend, which I hate.
Who I hate. Oh, gosh. I told you, yeah, my mom watched Thor Ragnarok, and she loved it, and she doesn't care about the MCU movies at all.
Do you think she'll see Endgame?
I think she will. She watched Infinity War, too.
Yeah,
she was kind of confused about it. But she thinks Thor is really funny, though, so. And
I don't know.
So, yeah,
I don't think this movie is as confusing as... It's definitely more confusing than Infinity War, because, like, well, what? They have to do a thing?
But you need more knowledge about the whole universe to watch Infinity War.
I don't think...
I feel like...
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm...
Well,
there
I mean,
is a dude
I guess
job.
Not, because they talk
because you gotta know, like, sort
where
of the
time traveling to.
All the time traveling.
That's true. So, but you also have to know where all these stones came from.
Like, it's definitely better. Like, you know, that's just how... Like, watching an episode of a TV show is.
Yeah.
Like, residual, just like, ooh, callback.
Definitely.
Characters, got them. Yeah. Speaking of callbacks, Valkyrie is there. It's just like, yeah, he's just been getting drunk off his ass for 5 years.
Yeah.
Because he's actually depressed.
Yeah.
But hey, I don't care. I'm a hardworking woman.
That's right.
I'm running this place, even though I'm not the king. But is she the king?
Let's find out. That's a question that gets answered.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, I mean, if Valkyrie's saying he drinks too much, you know.
I know,
that's
the ironic twist.
No,
I did really like the scene where Hulk said, like, I'll get you out of this, because like, he helped Thor, or
yeah.
Hulk get out of that. So I think that's
and
a good thing.
And Rocket's able to make fun of him and try
yeah.
to snap him out of it, but then doesn't, which is pretty...
Interesting.
Unlike any sort of genre film, it's just like, the
yeah.
hero isn't talked into anything by his friends.
Right. Let's see. And then, okay, chronologically, what happens after that? So they find Thor.
Chronologically, they find Thor. They have to start testing the time.
Oh, I love that
They
scene.
Have to talk to Tony, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, right, Tony.
Yeah,
Grandma
Tony.
Well, they talk to Tony first. Right? Then they go and talk
yeah, they
to
do
Hulk
talk to Tony first, but whatever.
I think it's a good cut, actually.
I don't remember the order very well. It's a long movie.
It's a long movie, dense one. All the scenes are great, so we'll get to
again,
all the scenes.
So. Well, yeah, so they talk to...
It's all about... So, talk to Tony, and then they have to assemble
right,
the team.
Right, assemble the team. And then Tony's
got...
Married to Pepper Potts.
Foreshadowed in Infinity War. He named her daughter Morgan. So we have Morgan Stark here, which is probably a comic book thing. I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I don't think it exactly is.
I don't know where it's from.
Because Iron Man has been very stagnant besides the Iron Heart saga, which I'm sure will come into fruition. Yeah, so they go, and he's just like, oh, well, you're my friends. Good to see you after a few years.
You're welcome to hang, but don't talk work.
Yeah, don't bring this stuff at my door. I got a kid.
Yeah.
No. Time
and
travel is bad.
It's ironically Pepper Potts who pushes him to do it. Because
yeah.
in the first film, very different, she says, like, don't go up there. Like, stop. This isn't your
stop.
Job. And he does it anyways.
You're bad.
And then in this movie, she's the one really pushing for him to go.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And
it's great.
Because
he accidentally, it's like a Tony Stark team to just like stay up all night and then accidentally invent time travel.
Right, basically.
And he's like, I could just throw it away.
Yeah. So.
But he doesn't.
He does that, which is really good.
And then the Paul Rudd aging scene, which probably totally suspended my disbelief that a 90-year-old Ant-Man would just be a salt and pepper Paul Rudd.
Yeah, that's true.
I get that.
He aged
definitely...
way too much.
Yeah, there's a joke for you on that one, Hish.
Yeah. I like the Paul Rudd. Yeah, that was a funny scene, though.
Then Iron Man shows up in a swanky car. Yes, Gray's cap shield.
Has Cap's OG shield.
Yeah, OG shield. OG one.
She fixed up.
Yeah.
And then Cap loses it like 4 times.
That's true.
In the movie. That's okay.
Sure.
Yeah, the team's
settled. Hey, you can lose it all day, you know?
Right. That shield is not available off physics
at all. At all.
So then they have to
try to assemble, and then that picks up in the great sort of Hawk Ronin scene.
Yes.
Which I love.
Very to Ronin kicking Asia.
You got Thanos. Now you get me.
Woo!
That was very good, though. That's a great sort of philosophy.
That was good. And then Scarlett Johansson comes in.
Scarlett Johansson is like, hey, shut up.
Stop doing that, you whiner. Come help us. And he's like, all right, fine.
There's plenty of people to kill that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
not human.
They've That's got, right. like, 6 arms or whatever.
Yeah. They don't count. They don't get rights.
You can get 11 of them.
Actual words.
You're right. And I killed 11 of them. You're welcome. So then the team's assembled, I guess, which would be the conclusion of
part assemble.
Of Act 1.
Act 1 now. We get into the time travel. But wait.
Boom. Uh-oh.
Can we time travel? There's so many rules. Like Back to the Future.
I love their Back to the Future reference.
Yeah. Rhodes is very
Back
good.
To the Future is full of
Don Cheadle, best investment that the Marvel Universe went back on with Terrence Howard. Great one to get Don Cheadle in, because he's infinitely better.
That's very true.
Yeah. I'll talk about my favorite Cheadle moment in a bit, because that there's one scene that kind of... There's one callback scene that got to me really good, even more than the Avengers, like actual Avengers shot, which is good. They showed that, but yeah, there's good time-traveling antics with that in the second act. But yeah, the first act totally wraps up with them just all, you know, coming together. Captain Marvel just gone, you know, what can you expect? Not every planet has an Avengers, is very true.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
That is true.
Very boring.
The perspective.
Yeah, I don't think Captain Marvel's too OP in this. Like, she can do, like...
Yeah, she wasn't too bad. She was pretty reasonable.
She takes some shots from Thanos.
Yeah, she does take some hits.
Yeah. I think she can just do, like, certain stuff better. Because she just doesn't waste time with, like, a team or anything, because she's just been alone in space forever.
Yeah, I think she can wreck, like, ships and stuff, too.
Yeah, like, all the Avengers can wreck a ship. Like, Captain America took out a Quinjet or two.
That's true.
Like, no problem.
Yeah. But, I mean, well, yeah, Thor did that, too. I mean, he was flying through ships.
Yeah.
Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, it wasn't too bad. But when it comes to, like, fighting other powerful beings, she's a lot more on an even playing field, it seems like, which is cool.
Like, she can't, like, lasers don't really solve. Or
she
photons.
She can just, like, fly through them. Yeah.
And whatnot.
Which is good. Yeah, so that was...
And then the second act, let's get into time travel. Really. But before we get to time travel, let's rewind to another ad break, because we've been talking for a very long time.
That's right.
Time travel. I really do. I love how it's like, hey, it's not going to change, like, the future.
Right. Like, it's like Terminator 1 rules.
They did a good job with the amount making it, like, too crazy. I was like, all right. This is reasonable.
Yeah, and they're like, because, like, the characters, like, what characters have gripes with it?
Right.
It's like, nah, you know, you just don't talk to your previous self. You know, that will just implode stuff, I guess.
Yeah,
which kind of falls flat very quickly.
Yeah. Except there's a lot of interaction with.
Yeah, so basically the main thing is, like, it's a time heist, as Paul Rudd perfectly puts it.
Yes, time heist.
No. I love how they reveal in the first deck where Tony Stark is like, oh, what'd you call it? It's just like, and Paul Rudd's just like, time heist.
It's a time heist.
It's a time heist.
Yeah.
I love where they go back to.
The reason why they have limited PIM particles, which is they have to go through the nano.
Yeah.
The quantumverse, I mean, sorry.
The quantum realm. And
I forgot my scientific suffixes.
Yeah. Right.
We use the proper jargon here, so.
And, you know, right. So I'm surprised there wasn't a scene where, like, I don't know, there wasn't, like, an after party after Tony's funeral where everybody just gets to hang out. I'm like, you know, might as well use the
Get some shawarma.
And get some shawarma.
Get some shawarma.
Good, get some lunch and go to Asgard.
The first go back in time.
Yeah, they have to. The first scene in this act is like, oh, they all get together and, like, have to plan out, like, okay,
yeah,
where are we going for this time? Thor goes into his sort of storied past with the Dark World.
Yeah, because
that's like the least watched one.
Yeah,
and probably the most confusing for people.
Yeah,
because of how much it sets up, and then Paul Rudd's the only one that's, like, a fan of it.
Yeah.
Thor's gets pretty into it.
I love the scene with his mother.
Yeah.
It's good. And yeah. She's also like...
So what they have to do, they have to get multiple stones in different trips because Pym particles are the key to traveling through the quantum realm.
That's right.
Yeah, and so they've only got enough Pym particles for everyone to go back there, and come back.
And then like,
once.
And two, then one test run.
Yeah. After
Ant-Man
like screws it up.
Yeah.
So they do that. Yeah, okay, so Iron Man.
It's going to add like a little bit of extra to go into Giant Man as well.
Yeah. Iron Man, Cap. And
Ant-Man and Hulk.
Ant-Man and Hulk all go back to...
Because that's the most... Because there are three Infinity Stones at one time
and in on New York
during 2012.
Yeah.
Known as the incident in all the Marvel shows. Because the writers are a little bit lazy, even though Daredevil's great.
The incident. Yeah, so the four of them for the three Infinity Stones, which is great.
So they've really got to get the Tesseract.
Tesseract.
The Scepter.
They gotta get Tesseract. They gotta get the Mind Stone from the Scepter. Tesseract from a briefcase that they locked away. And the Time Stone from Doctor Strange?
Yeah,
so basically, they cut to right at the end of the battle. Like, they don't have to, like, fight with them or anything.
Yeah.
It's just, like, right after. No, actually, in the middle of the battle.
Sell it a little bit.
Holcasta,
half-assedly smashes some things.
It shows the shot. From Avengers, like the around shot, because like you know what else are you gonna do?
Right,
yeah. And then like just in an alleyway, they just sneak in.
Yeah,
and they see
the
Hulk just tear into one guy.
Yeah,
and then Hulk's just embarrassed. He's like, okay, he has to tear off his shirt.
Yeah,
and then have to like pretend to smash it before jumping over to the Sanctum Sanctorum.
Yep,
that's that part of the plan. Also, I think somebody pointed this out on one of the I don't know. I've been watching like reviews for Endgame because none of the good ones are out.
Yeah.
So I kind of disagree with a lot of them, but one person did a good point to where, I think this is at over at Funhouse, Adam Kovic or whatever, like pointed out, is like, well, it was kind of weird that the time heist was going wrong because they didn't like tell us the plan beforehand, like a regular heist movie, like, okay, so here's the plan. Oh, it's going wrong like this.
Yeah.
But yeah, which could have used like, you know, Michael Pena. Just doing his little deal for the plan.
That was so funny. I know something they would do an Ant-Man plan thing. Like, those are great.
With
like,
Michael Pena and
that would've been great.
The other two dudes.
The other two guys.
Yeah.
That would've been funny, but that's okay.
But yeah, he got dusted, so,
yeah. Yeah. So there's that scene, which is really good. I love the Captain America's ass.
That's America's ass.
America's ass is golden.
America's ass.
Russo's definitely give all the best jokes to... Captain America in all of their movies. Civil War had the greatest, not really like the joke per se, but they had like the whole look over, like the best, I think the best, one of the best gags other than the airport fight was Sam and Bucky in the car shaking their heads.
Yeah,
was a golden
I love
one.
That part. I just love their dynamic.
Infinity War had the best joke with I am Steve Rogers.
Yeah,
that's still the that's still the one.
No, I'm glad that
other than the Guardians is
Cap like, got a lot of good time in this one too, because he didn't have a ton in Captain or in Infinity Wars. Like,
I think that's why I think Infinity War. Like, you have to watch both of them because, like, you know, like the new ones. Compliment. Like, Spider-Man could have been in the more like not close to enough of the Guardians.
Mm.
That was dark, but
You
know, but like, definitely good though.
Well, speaking of Cap, I really appreciate the scene where he has to fight himself in New York.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Because it's a really good fight.
Yeah, and he's, like, annoyed with himself at the beginning for being so just like, I'm Captain America.
He's like, why would you say that now where you're just...
Well, he's like, I can do this all day. He's like, I know.
Like, instantly know because he, like, Captain America says shit.
Yeah.
Right from it. Like, he knows, like, oh, that's the imposter.
Because Captain America always, like, kind of, like, irritated me because he was so just like, oh, like, I'm Captain America. And so then seeing, like, Captain America, like, look back at himself and be annoyed with himself in the past, I really appreciate that.
Also, I love how they stuffed him into the war suit again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would have loved for because the quintessential, probably hardest laugh of the movie was the Captain America has to go into an elevator with all of the SEAL agents.
He goes into the elevator with like
and the Russo's,
magic.
Of course, perfectly recreate
the scene
from every single shot. They got it back every single Hydra person from Winter Soldier, including Robert Redford.
Yeah,
the last movie.
Yeah,
of all time because he filmed it 2 years ago.
That was great.
Yeah.
Oh,
sort of comes in.
Oh, it's okay.
Who are those guys? Just like, well, they're Hydra. Well, the shield, but we didn't know they're Hydra. And Ant-Man's like, they look evil.
They look like bad guys. I love that.
It'd be a great way to work them back in for that Winter Soldier bit. But instead of, like... I mean, I personally would have just had, like, the other Captain America walk in as soon after he says Hell Hydra. Just, like, all these people caught in the middle of, like, two Captain Americas in an elevator. Would have been better than just, like, the infinite death trap that was the rest of the Stark Tower.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was great. I really liked... Yeah, I mean, Iron Man does a good job.
the choreography, like, what little choreography, like, there is in this film, mm-hmm. I think is all really good. I'm glad there wasn't as much action. Because Infinity War was, like...
All action.
Phantom Menace levels of action.
It was just...
But, like, good?
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
There was some good, yeah. I mean, I do like... Like, the Captain America fight scene's really good. I do love that.
Like, instantly they all both throw their shield. And
hit in midair.
Sounds great. And then Captain America, like, uses, like, all... Like, he says, like, Bucky's alive. Mm-hmm. Which, like... Which was Civil War was all about. Like, he said Bucky, and then...
Yeah.
That's why...
Yeah.
That terrorist attack happened.
Right.
Yeah, so he uses Bucky and then instantly uses that to cheat move to, like, Mind Stone, like, himself.
Mind Stones.
Checks out.
And then...
America's ass.
Okay, so here's a question.
America's ass. So there's...
What happens to Loki? He disappears.
Yeah, Loki snacks the Tesseract, yes.
And bounces
it. It's actually a good stairs.
Because Iron Man's got it, and then opens the door, then Hulk, like, blasts through the door, and it knocks...
And he just screams again about he hates the stairs.
Yeah, he's like, take the stairs, and people, like, run away because he's mad about
and
the stairs.
And then briefcase opens up, Tesseract slides over Loki. Because
Ant-Man had to cause...
And Loki just, like, because
the past Ant-Man and Thor are arguing with Robert Redford with shield for the Tesseract, because Ant-Man has to give him a heart attack. Yeah, that goes wrong. So yeah, they have to reconvene after the Hulk has a pretty good conversation with the Ancient One.
Yeah,
that's the twist of that scene, because the Ancient One was the previous Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah,
and had to give up the Time Stone because Doctor Strange,
because
knew they were in the Endgame now.
Yeah, since Doctor Strange gave up
the Time Stone, she knew that.
Then she's like, "Oh, something's up."
So I had to. Yeah.
Open it up. Yeah, so, good way to see Ruffalo back as well.
Yeah. So what happens to...
So, I mean... Tesseract.
Loki runs around... Loki escapes with it, runs around. There's going to be a Disney Plus show about Loki. And I'm sure that's going to
be involved.
Well, but
don't they need all the stones for the gauntlet?
Well, they go back before that.
Well, because... So, Captain America is like, yeah, well, that's gone. Bums up.
And then... When
we have one more shot to go to another time frame where we can get the Tesseract and also...
Oh, right.
Get some extra Pym particles, huh? I wonder where we can do that. And then Ant-Man has to go back. And then they go to the 70s War Bunker, which probably one of the primo Stanley cameos.
That's true.
That's a great one.
That was a good one.
Good de-aged tech there. That honestly really shocked me. Like, is that de-aged or is that Mike?
Yeah.
Like, that was truly flawless.
Really
what they
well
did with
done.
That, especially for a non-actor.
Great scene with...
And then Michael Douglas also had really good de-aging as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
To film with that. Howard Stark was also...
Good scene with Howard Stark and Tony Stark.
That
was funny.
Yeah, like, Tony Stark, one of the first things he says is that he tells his daddy he has a daughter.
Yeah.
Like, that's a pretty good character thing.
Yeah. That's
real introspective.
Yeah, funny.
Yeah, that,
like
that whole scene was really well done, I think. Because it's, like, not a Marvel movie, so...
Yeah.
They totally chose to do that scene.
Mm-hmm. And Captain America accidentally stumbles into Peggy Carter's office.
Yeah. That's a good scene.
Yeah, which is a pretty good setup.
A really good setup for the end there.
And then... Okay, what else? And then they're on what's the planet called? Morgad?
Vormir.
No,
Morgad, I think.
Morgad?
Something.
I think it's just Morgad, actually.
I think it's Morgad, yeah.
Yeah, which is, of course, where the opening of Guardians of the
Galaxy
is set.
Happened.
Exactly.
Which is my favorite.
That's
my favorite callback.
Yeah, that one's really
that's great.
Just like,
he's like singing, it shows him singing.
By the way, in the theater, I don't know if I got this, I recorded my reaction, it's only for me. I think it cut out, but I think I did, I was about to sing Come and Get Your Love, and then I think that's when they cut the music off as well. Which I was like, oh, well, that's the most relatable thing that's ever happened.
Yeah.
It's just pure. It's Peter Quill dancing around in an empty sort of, like, cavern.
And then they knock him out.
And then,
I think one of the Nebula team-ups are great in this movie, because of War Machine and Nebula.
Yeah.
Which War Machine's just like, my body's kind of, you know.
Yeah, she's like,
that's when
care.
War happens, you know.
And, like, sticks her hand in to get him, like, sins to the bone.
She's probably one of my favorite shots is, I guess they use Peter Quill quite well, is that he always gets just knocked down. Like, whenever he comes on screen multiple times. And, like, that one hit that
So basically, War Machine comes in, just knocks him out.
Yeah.
The sound of that is
just lays him out.
That killed me. And then they grab the Power Stone, which is a good sort of.
And then Nebula gets stuck though.
Yeah, Nebula gets stuck because
her mind.
We cut to 2014's Nebula during a siege on one other planet.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thanos returns in the movie, which I think is the perfect way to do like a more dangerous, but yeah, like more like more vulnerable and more dangerous Thanos.
Yeah, because he knows now that he's
because he's like younger and he's like.
But he tries to outsmart them for sure.
Yeah, and he kind of
works.
All right.
The plan wasn't not solid.
Like,
Thanos is very well done.
Like if he got there before. The snap.
Even though his goal wasn't very thought out, like the way he was getting there with like time travel and all that, very solid.
Yeah. He didn't time travel, right? He just waited.
Yeah, because
4 years and then or 5 years and then he just goes in and blasts him, right? Isn't that like what he does?
Yeah.
Because he figures out that they'll be back because he can't time travel, but he figures out they'll be back with all the stones at this time period because it's 2014 him. So he just waits and then brings his big ass ship to Earth and.
Yeah.
Like, because if he did it, like, 10 minutes earlier, like, he totally won.
Yeah, so basically what happens is Nebula's, like, the two Nebulas in that timeline sort of blend, because they're on the same sort of neural network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which basically leads Thanos to watch the entirety of, sort of, Infinity War in the 5 years afterward.
And, like, watches how he, like, gets killed and stuff, too.
Like, yeah, and Gamora's like, oh, that's, I guess I should be a little bit more, even more scared.
Yeah.
Of Thanos and old Nebula's. Old Mnemos back, so the Black Order's back to get killed once again.
Right.
No, which got some pretty solid deaths in the final sequence.
Yeah.
I'd say.
No, that's good. Yeah.
And then, it goes pretty well until Clint and Natasha go to Vormir. And then instantly I was like, oh, this is the worst thing to happen.
Like, yeah,
oh,
this is going to happen. And I love how they do it, though.
Yeah.
How they're both fighting to jump off.
Yeah. Like, it's.
And there's, like, that, like, spy v. spy type.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They
like
always have their own back and together. Forth.
They have
like, Red Skull comes out, and they're just like, who's this are we going to believe this guy?
Yeah, they're like, what? No. But they did such a good job.
Yeah, because Natasha's whole thing, he's just like, oh, my family's the Avengers.
Yeah.
Go to your family for me.
I didn't know who was going to, like, go.
Yeah, exactly.
They did a great job, but, like, I didn't know until...
Didn't.
Yeah, until, like, it happened.
Natasha, like, clearly would have won.
She made it.
Yeah, because this whole movie, like, this whole franchise is about just, like, you can't sacrifice another person. You can sacrifice yourself.
Right.
Like, that whole argument that Thanos sort of goes against completely when he's the one person who's done that.
Right.
And then in Infinity War, when that does happen, they fail, because that's not what you're supposed to do.
Right. So he does a really, that's a great scene.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Keeps me on the edge, too.
So,
too, because Hawkeye lost literally everything at that point. And, like, he cares about the other Avengers, but, like, Natasha's, like, his closest friend.
Yeah.
And then his family's
gone. Yeah, they're just great
and
platonic
like,
friends.
If they don't,
yeah.
If they don't, yeah. Well, if they, like, can't win, like, he's literally, like, alone, which sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. He built up some pretty good relationship with, like, Black Panther, as we'll talk about soon.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So. But
Black Panther also got dusted.
Yeah, Black Panther doesn't give it.
Yeah. A lot of people got dusted. Fun fact.
About 50%.
Spoiler alert for Infinity War.
That's right.
People got dusted.
People got all dusty-o'd.
Yeah, almost half of them. Half on the poster, at least.
And then, after that, they're all back together, right?
War Machine goes back. Nebula gets shorted out.
Yeah, Nebula gets shorted out.
And switched out.
Switched out by evil Nebula.
Yeah. Which is a pretty good cruise.
Which is good.
But then they all come back, and he's like, oh my god, this actually... Which I did like how they just had to go out to, like, a dock.
Yeah.
Like, overlooking some water. It's very dramatic. Hulk was really bummed out.
Yeah.
Checked out.
Yeah.
Never seen Natasha, never seen that bench again. Someone who made that Reddit comment, and is very good.
That's right.
Just launches that bench.
So after they're back.
After they sort of get everything, they have to make an Infinity Stone, which I sort of consider the third act starting.
Yeah, I consider this third act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that third act.
They make the Infinity Gauntlet out of Iron Man.
Out of nanotechnology, which sort of works out.
Which makes sense, kind
of. Yeah.
I get it, I guess.
Yeah, which sort of... No, I totally get that, because it's like cosmic tech.
That's true.
It's
yeah,
basically cosmic
there,
tech, Rocket's
like,
there.
Rocket was...
Making fun of him.
Went to Neva Delir, too, so he, like, knows stuff.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he knows more.
Because he knows, like, some dumb dwarf did it, so he can probably do that.
Like, I could probably figure that out.
Yeah. Some terrible
making dope
cameo
stuff.
By Peter Dinklage.
Right. So they do that.
And
Hulk, and they have to decide who to do it, but then it turns out mostly gamma radiation.
Yeah, oh, so Hulk's so. Like, I got this. Hulk's
Thor wants to do it, but they... It's not that Thor's not strong enough to do it. He's just too emotionally wrecked.
Emotionally wasted.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about Asgard at all in the time travel scene.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, because Thor and
Thor has to
Rocket
go to get
go
the
to...
ether and...
Just the ether.
Just the ether,
just
I guess.
The ether.
They didn't choose a time of the Tesseract as well, which...
Yeah, they could have gotten the Tesseract from them, but they didn't need to.
Well, then they have to go to, like,
but
nowhere.
But they needed the ether.
To get...
That's because, yeah. Ethan. Yeah, there's nowhere else they could go to get it. So they do that. Thor sees his mom.
Yeah, Thor sees his mom.
And then his mom
has a panic attack.
Tells right
and then
away
runs away.
That he's not...
Before, because he was supposed to romance Jane Foster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's, like, reminiscing about his ex.
Fat.
And how he, like, lost his mom and a bunch of stuff for her, even though they're not dating anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Rocket's basically doing all this stuff about, like, getting the stone, and then he's getting
I was hoping Rocket would,
everyone.
Like, try to hit on, like, now
that would be really funny.
Just, like, a point, and then just knock her out.
Yeah.
And then Asgard is chasing.
Yeah, he's getting chased.
Asgardian's trying to stop the rabbit.
Has a really good reconnection with him. Oh, yeah, I love he's sneaking past Loki's cage. And then Rocket are sneaking past Loki as he just, like, sits in his room.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, not a lot happens in that one.
Yeah, it's a good
scene
but
it's good.
Thor and his mom.
But yeah, it does a good reconnection. She, like, kind of reignites the hope in him a bit, I'd say.
Yeah, she was wasted on
but
Dark World.
But she's still, like, or Thor is still, like, kind of drunk.
And then he sort of, he didn't think he's worthy, so he tries to pick up Mjolnir. He's like, whoa, Mjolnir's back, huh?
Yeah, and he, like, gets
and he's still
stuff.
Worthy, and he's like, woo!
Oh, yeah, that's
Mjolnir
really important.
Come back.
Mjolnir's back. The hammer's back, so.
Yeah.
And he takes it with him.
Yeah.
So, Act 3, and then they have to decide, so Hulk puts it on.
I got a question, though.
Yeah.
Since he takes Mjolnir, does then that Thor just not have Mjolnir anymore?
Well, no, because we'll get to that. There's an explanation in that.
I figured there's one that I just hadn't thought
of. So basically he goes back, and Hulk has to, like, and Hulk's, like, dying with the Infinity Gauntlet on.
Yeah,
which
Hulk,
also shows
Hulk gets
thing.
Wrecked.
Like,
I mean,
he's, like, totally getting scorched.
He does a good job.
Like, all that. The gauntlet itself is, like, a little bit, like, iffy on holding it as well.
Yeah.
Sort of like that, and then he has to do the snap.
Yeah.
He snaps.
And then we cut to white.
Mm-hmm.
And we fade into white. Onto an ad break.
Ooh. Ooh.
That was a snap to sync up mics, by the way.
That's right.
Everybody.
Hey.
Because, this kind of ruined it for me a bit, because I really like what they did in this scene, but somebody pointed out, I was like, oh, they could have done,
okay.
The Hulk at the sort of, like, realm,
because
that's one of the most beautiful shots in Infinity War.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that one sort of realm in the archway.
Soul.
And then Natasha from Age of Ultron is in there.
Yeah.
Just pouring drinks and stuff. And then it's like, oh. Natasha is like, nope, it's good. I'm good with this. I've done the right thing. And Hulk's like, okay.
That could have been good.
Yeah, but I like a lot more, like, it goes back to, like, it, like, kind of scorches a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And, like, Ant-Man goes outside and there's, like, birds chirping and stuff. And it's like,
yeah,
because it was dead silent and just storming.
Yeah,
everything. Which I love how there's no music.
Yeah,
at the ending of Infinity War, but yeah, it's only broken by what Hulk when the shutters undown is right, like right when they could have been protected, but like the blast shields, it goes right down for Thanos to rain down hellfire on them.
Right,
and then Avengers AQ is completely destroyed.
Just gets wrecked,
which leads into
it looks like a whole another planet.
Yeah, another great sequence.
Because, during, like, the trailer, it shows, like...
It shows that.
Yeah, because
like,
people
in America, like,
yeah,
Ant-Man.
Like, the predictions for that, like, I didn't think... They did show shots in the trailer from the final fight.
They did.
Which, like, all the rumors were like, oh,
yeah,
they're only
like
showing the first 20 minutes. They're only...
Which most of it was.
Because everyone thought it was like, oh, they're going to get destroyed on Thanos' planet.
Yeah.
Like, that was the expectation.
I actually thought that they were going to kill Thanos. That made sense to me. I was like, I bet they'll kill Thanos. And
I thought
they
were
going
to lose and then have to go back.
Come?
Like, he's still bad. Like, he still has the Infinity Stones. He's like, well, we'll have our own Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
And then just have, like...
A huge-ass Infinity Stone battle. And just has a snap. It's just straight-up West Side Story. Cool boy, being cool.
Yeah. Or just have, like, all of them, like, Captain Planet's out, like, holding one Infinity Stone and just, like, ah!
Just throwing them at
and then
each
creating
other.
Adam Warlock
like
from
the
that.
Rock War.
Creating a, like, multicolor vision. Or Don Cheadle's Captain Planet.
That'd be awesome, too. So yeah, I mean,
that's an ambitious HQ grand crossover.
Wrecked.
So just Thanos big ship comes in, all like the choo choo choo,
and then War Machine and Rocket basically are dying. Hulk's holding up the Avengers HQ, which is another iconic. Like, super iconic Hulk thing. Like, probably the arguably the most iconic thing
Hulk is,
the Hulk does, like, other than, like, green eyes.
Yeah, he's holding them up. And then
holding up the entirety of AQ.
Ant-Man.
And Ant-Man's, like, went small, so he didn't completely get obliterated.
Yeah. And then he gets all big and just kind of, like...
And the ones at the top, they're all, you know, divided.
Yeah, and then but then we have that
Hawkeye stuck in the tunnels.
Yeah,
which basically becomes a horror movie
with a bunch of weird.
Because he has to protect the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah,
which I absolutely love that scene, slicing off aliens in half and stuff.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, oh, this legit looks like a horror movie.
Yeah, because he like does like a light arrow through a tunnel and just like aliens on the walls and he's like, oh shoot!
He's like, oh!
He's like running away, and then there's the epic showdown of Captain America. Iron Man and Thor
against Thanos.
We're just wrecking on
Thanos. Thor gets the beard braided.
Yes.
And, like, hair tied back classic style.
He's got that all going, and then he's still, like, wrecking, you know, because he's got, keep in mind, he's got Stormbreaker and Mjolnir. So he's double wheeling, and then, okay.
Okay, I don't want to get into it yet, because,
Not yet. Probably my favorite part of the whole movie.
Iron Man does really cool stuff, like, opens up his back to just take in Thor's energy.
Yeah.
But then
Captain America gets flatlined pretty quick. Which is totally a callback from the first, which is great.
Yeah. Also, like, Thor's like
100%.
Will you look at that?
Like, you can still see Thor's like kind of fat, which
yeah,
I'm okay with though. That's
fat.
Nordic, you
it's
know.
Funny.
I would have liked it better if he had like had to suck in his gut and like at just the end of the after large part of the fight, he just has to go like, ugh.
Yeah. Or just like pop it back.
Just
out.
Like because, as they're like walking up, he kind of like. And then afterward, just like.
I was hoping he would, like, belly-flop somebody. Thanos, him to, like, use his
and this young Thanos is a lot more dangerous, does a really good monologue about, well, yeah, my plan was wrong, you know?
I can't leave
any of the old world. I'm gonna destroy it all with glee.
Yeah.
And also, his plan straight up doesn't work, because another thing that, I talked about this last time in our MCU retrospective, but I don't think the Infinity Gauntlet is powerful enough to create things. Like, that's...
No.
Like, the top of, like, power...
Yeah.
It could just, like, destroy things, and the only reason why it can undo the snap is because it's an undo.
Yeah, right.
Well, like, it's just sort of stored in the Soul Stone or something.
Yeah, so they're just getting rid of that.
In the hard drive of the Soul Stone.
Right.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but no, yeah, you can tell, like, Thanos is a much more dangerous person now, because he's like, well,
his sword's incredible.
You're like, oh, shoot.
Like, in the... They had, like, this giant, like, diorama, like, life-size Thanos with, like, his sword. But it wasn't too edged in the promotional material, but yeah, he sort of has like a motorized sort of like, you know, Thanos copter style.
Yeah. I was hoping he'd spin
sort
it
of
and like fly around, you know, but
yeah, spy around, you know.
And he's also weaker too, because he doesn't have the Infinity Stones with him.
Right. So, yeah, but he's like younger, so he's probably
but it also
like,
shows
whatever.
That Thanos is like not to be trifled with even without Infinity
even
Stones.
Even without the Infinity Stones, he's still like,
and has armies and
he's pretty crazy.
War dogs and stuff.
Right.
With
so I guess that.
Yeah, so then in a dire moment, a Thor...
best.
Like, Stormbreaker's a little bit different. You just have to be powerful enough to not die. Because Thanos picks up Stormbreaker and is, like, trying to...
That's true. Stormbreaker, I don't think it works like Mjolnir.
No, I think it's just if you're strong enough, it won't kill you.
Yeah. It's like an Infinity Stone.
It's like the Stones, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, like, a ridiculously powerful weapon.
Yeah, so he's about to kill. And then, you know, Thor, you know, totally...
Which is a nice callback to Infinity War.
When he's pushing the axe into him. Because
instead of Thor having the axe in Thanos' chest, Thanos is pushing Stormbreaker down and...
In the Thor's chest.
Yeah.
Just
a little bit.
Almost. It doesn't quite get there. It, like, pierces his armor, and you can tell.
But
like,
then, you know, Thor calls in Mjolnir and hits him. But what's this? It's not Mjolnir. It goes back, because, okay, here's the thing.
What's Mjolnir?
There's a shot in this earlier in the scene where Thor drops his hammer, Mjolnir, onto the ground, and it's just there, like, empty. It's just like, and it clicked. And I went, holy shit. Like, pretty loud, more loudly than I'm proud to admit for everybody in the audience. Oh, and then, as soon as he grabs it, it's the loudest I've ever screamed in my life. Like, I did
so
a full-on scream, and then Captain America kicks Thanos' ass for a good minute.
Yeah.
Before Thanos, like, has a time to recuperate, like, he...
And understand what's happening.
Captain America fully just wields Mjolnir, no problem. Like, calls in lightning.
He's
does
like,
the classic,
like,
spin, like, Thor.
Does the spin, Thor blast, but he's also got the shield with him, too, at the same time.
Just, like, the concussive thing that, like,
so
dazes
like,
Thanos.
Oh,
and then uses Mjolnir to hit the shield back to him.
Yeah. And it's
until
like,
I get that.
It's probably the most satisfying minute of the entire movie for me, at least. I watched that and I was just like, oh
nah,
my god.
I think we'll get to the most actually most satisfying thing.
Oh, what is the most satisfying thing?
Because he basically gets to that, but then Thanos is like, no, my sword's better.
Yeah.
Just shit. Literally chipping away at Captain America's shield and legs.
He does like chip his shield in half, essentially.
Yeah.
Which is nice for
and
the
then
rest of
back.
The fight scene where he's just got like
half
the
shield. But he's still like wrecking with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So but the thing, and then
think that's
definitely
it
the best
cool.
shot in maybe film history. I don't know. Like Spider-Verse still has some good stuff, but this kind of rivals
the best
it.
Shot in film history?
Thanos is like, you know what, I'm just going to destroy you all now.
Yeah.
Brings in his entire army.
Yeah, got everybody.
Yeah.
And then.
And then Captain America doesn't back down.
Yeah.
He
like,
lazily just sort of straps on his shield tighter
he's like
with
ready
a broken
to go.
Shield and just one shot where he just stands alone against the entirety of this
yeah.
army.
And he's like, you know full on that like Captain America will just like, he'll go for it.
Yeah,
like,
he'll do it until he's dead.
Yeah, which is awesome.
And he'll probably get a good ending.
Which really does say a lot to like Captain America's.
Yeah, he lost Mjolnir as well, so this is just him.
It's pretty freaking good.
Standing alone, but then something hazy comes in his earpiece.
Yeah.
And he's just like, Cap, are you reading me?
And it's.
Because he's
Falcon.
On the other side
it's
of the
Falcon.
Planet. It's just like. And then probably my most favorite part, on your left.
Yes.
Like how the Russo started, how they're ending it.
Yeah.
So good.
Just comes in and then,
thousands
of
sling ring
portals are coming in for all over the Marvel universe.
And like everyone just comes in and you're like, oh,
you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, Howard the Duck as well. They didn't show Howard the Duck enough.
He didn't get
it. Yeah, he was just in the background somewhere.
Is that when they play the Avengers theme? Is that the climax of it?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Because the climax of it is everyone lines up. Peter Parker comes back.
Yeah, Peter Parker's back.
Delayed.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Wakanda comes, drums in.
What was that?
Black Panther.
Yeah, Black
everyone
Panther.
Everyone insane.
They're like the first ones to show up.
Yeah. Starman's last to show up. And then it all, the widest shot in cinematic history, zones into Captain America before he says, Avengers Assemble.
And then they just...
And then
go to town.
And then the greatest sort of entrance shot, and then probably still one of my favorite parts, is when Ant-Man steals it and just punches a Chitauri cruiser.
Yeah,
which is a giant space worm just in the face and knocks it out of the sky.
The giant man just comes in and wrecks one of the Chitauri cruisers, like, bam! Just like, oh my gosh. Oh,
it's
shit.
So good. I
all
yelled so loud
good.
And I lost my voice yesterday.
Pepper Pot comes in, too. Pepper Pot's there.
But now, not everybody's done. Rescue comes in.
Yeah.
Alter Ego, the Pepper Pots.
Yes.
And Tony, her and Tony are back-to-back.
Yeah,
Captain America's wrecking shop. Then
Valkyrie shows up.
With her Pegasus.
Spider-Man's
getting
Pegasus. Wherever the Pegasus came from.
Yeah. She probably just had it in a trough.
Maybe she just had it the whole time.
Maybe she found it like between Ragnarok and
Yeah, everybody's doing their fair share of wrecking
stuff.
It doesn't
really explain very well what happens to her though during
You just see Drax just hop onto Colip City and the big Black Order boy and just going to town in his back.
He's like stabbing
it
up, yeah.
I love how they're just showing blood in this. There's just blood everywhere.
It's great.
It's like a splash of blood just out of Colip City's back.
Yeah, he's like, oh, God.
I love the shot with War Machine and Rocket on his shoulder.
Oh,
yeah,
that
shot's really good.
That's
too.
A classic. Well, that's a classic scene though. I mean, because like he does it with Winter Soldier, and he does that scene with Groot with the gun. But like he's always like riding on someone with a huge gun.
Yeah, Winter Soldier just sniping.
Yeah,
every dude once in a while until a big guy comes in like trying to get to Rocket. Then Falcon comes in and just stabs
with his
wings.
Yes.
But it's like, oh, that's a good Captain America.
So good.
I'll buy it.
So good. A great. I mean, honestly, if there's one complaint I had about it, like there's almost too much happening.
I wouldn't say there's too much happening because
but maybe not.
There's no
I kinda,
like Hulk doesn't come in and just like
that's true. It's
like it's kind of like overwhelming, but I think that's how
that's
it's supposed
the point.
To be. Yeah,
yeah. Well, because like I guess the atmosphere of the battle is
like
it's
what
just
Ready,
so desolate.
It's what
looking.
Ready Player One.
So the lighting
wanted to be so bad.
Yeah.
Like the one shot where there's like a Pegasus flying through, it's like white on complete like you know darkness.
Yeah.
It's like well that's incredible and that's what Ready Player One could have been.
Yeah, that's a good
if
shot.
If it wanted to. Be the best film.
It does a good job.
And then they're just passing around the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, and then it sort of escalates to
like
well, okay, so now that we've punched Thanos' army a lot, what are we going
to
do? It's just like, oh, we got
to
get
the
Infinity War Gauntlet out.
Yeah.
So we have to get it into the Quantum Realm out of here,
mm-hmm.
the Infinity, because he could possibly get it.
Right.
Because like, it's
yeah, they have to eliminate the
which like adds like some fantastic stakes to the whole situation.
Really
Thanos
does.
Will kill everybody.
Yeah. Like, and he doesn't even care. Like, you kind of get what he's doing in Infinity War, but but he has zero like empathy. Wrong. Like you can tell he has no empathy.
Of course, he couldn't recreate life with the gauntlet.
Right. Like, and he doesn't like care. Like, he's not even like sad about it. He's not like, I have to do it. He's like,
because
like,
he wants
I'm gonna
to do it.
And
he's mad.
He said that he's gonna enjoy it. Like, yeah. it's so messed up. He's like, I'm gonna like do that. I'm like, oh my gosh. It's like a new.
And so yeah. So basically, Clint still has the Infinity Gauntlet. It's like, okay, I'm gonna run it to it. Tries to slice people. Because actually, he was also saved by Nebula.
Nebula.
That's a pretty good interaction as well. Nebula and Gamora.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Nebula instantly.
The character development. Gamora, you realize, is
yeah,
not
Gamora
bad.
just gets a total reset because she just wants a sister.
Yeah.
Then bad Nebula like is like stuck in her programming, if you will.
Yeah, and she wants to.
And
shoot.
Some great symbolism of the new Nebula killing her old self instantly.
Yeah.
When Gamora
kills
threatened.
Old Nebula.
And then Clint's just like, Jesus, and then runs back, and then runs away.
Right.
Yeah, but then sort of Black Panther, great callback, says, like, don't worry, Clint, I'll take it from here.
Yeah. Yeah, he, like, remembers who Clint is.
Yeah,
because
he said he didn't care.
So that's a great scene. And then, okay, so Black Panther has it, then who's it go to? Spider-Man?
No, then it goes to Black Panther for a bit, which is pretty sick.
Yeah.
Just blasting, vibranium blasting, like, getting people pretty good.
Yeah.
Nick Kuoya, like, I think this is the part where, they might have done it in, like, the A-Force part, which we'll get to, but yeah, Nick Kuoya just, like, one-shots. Like a Corpus Glaive. Why am I saying the names? Nobody knows him.
Yeah.
The sort of spear guy.
Skinny spear dude.
The creepy. Probably the creepier guys.
Yeah.
For the Black Order.
Yeah.
And then who does it go to after?
And then
Spider-Man.
And then Spider-Man.
It's like, okay. And then he's a little bit over his head.
Yeah.
Then he just shouts instant kill mode.
Yeah.
Like, and just, instant kill.
And then the suit's just so...
yeah.
And
like,
he's just so
like,
quick.
Wrapped around.
Yeah, he's holding the thing on and his little spider legs are just wrecking everybody around him.
Because he's just like panicking. He's just like, okay, we're okay.
All right.
And then it cuts to...
And then Captain Marvel gets
Then it cuts to Scarlet Witch.
Oh,
just
right.
Tearing into Thanos because she's not very happy.
And mind you, Captain Marvel's not here yet, I don't think, right?
Captain Marvel isn't here yet.
And then it does a great pan when they're
like,
kind of
I think she realizes, like, as soon as, like, people start coming back.
Yeah.
Like, because she's
well,
busy.
Sure she
because he's busy during the time travel thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, Jesus. Goes
like,
back.
I should probably get back there.
And it's when, like, Thanos realizes, like, he's losing. He calls in, like, the airstrike from the ship
on,
like, his own, like, army and stuff like that.
And, like, he doesn't care.
Yeah, because Scarlet Witch is about to tear him to literal shreds.
Yeah, and Scarlet Witch is about to, like, wreck Thanos, because he's, like, she's, like, lifting him up, basically. And
like,
he knows he's getting destroyed.
And,
like, not
so
even
it's
a
not
half,
Ant-Man
but, like...
Ant-Man going up his ass.
Yeah.
It's Scarlet Witch going up his ass.
Scarlet Witch is pissed.
That's why there's no spoilers for Endgame. Scarlet Witch is the one that almost killed Thanos by powering up his ass.
Towards, like... Get your ass already, I'm about to...
Yeah. And then...
Yeah, the ass would have been the only thing left vibrating.
Right.
Exactly.
And then Thanos starts to nuke, basically, the battlefield again with his ship. And then it pans...
And then they have to show...
Because,
like, it pans up, it's like, oh my god, are they blasting New York? They have to say New York or something.
Yeah, you can't...
They're going
they
into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Because Captain Marvel...
But we see that Captain Marvel...
She's just a girl. Blam.
Boom.
Just straight lines, which was the best part.
Just straight up flies.
Which is like a great part of Captain Marvel.
Like four times. And then you see the face of Thanos, which I love, where he's like, darn it. Like, there it goes.
Nope, shit.
Well, that's not good.
And then Captain Marvel, like, just like
shoot.
Flies up and just like stares him down.
Yeah.
Goes to the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, then she gets the Infinity Gauntlet.
Introduces himself.
Oh, yes.
And he's just still there. Just like,
quick callback. Yeah. It's like, okay. Just like the pile of bodies, like a good 10 feet high now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's just kind of like sitting there.
A great way to just wear out the entire Iron Spider suit.
Yeah.
Then Valkyrie picks him up. No, Mjolnir
picks him up.
Which I've been waiting to happen in a Marvel property for years and years.
Yeah.
What the MCU's best at. So yeah, he catches on it, then has to go on the Pegasus.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, hey, it's a nice Pegasus. Oh, shit!
He's like freaking out.
And then Iron Spider's just basically falling apart.
Yeah.
Around, and then Captain Marvel comes in, and then it's just like, yeah, good interaction by Captain Marvel.
That's
great delivery.
Yeah.
Grabs the part. It's just like, whoa, there's a whole army. There's a whole nother army
there's
there.
There's a lot of people here.
And then, I ain't alone. And then A4 shot, which I goddamn love.
Of all of the women.
I love it so much. A4 is all the women's shots, all like 20 of them.
There's a lot.
Nice try, DC, with your one.
Yeah.
I think it's a good shot, too, because it... Like, it's kind of hard to, like, see how many women are in all of, like, the MCU movies.
Right.
Yeah,
because
like, there's a distinction.
Like,
they're all
peppered throughout it.
But
yeah,
what,
peppered.
But what I like about it, too, is that, like, no offense to Captain Marvel, like, if you're going to have, like, the Herald woman, like, it really shouldn't be Captain Marvel, because she's been in it the least amount of times. Like, there's, like, if anything, I think, I'll say it again, like, I think Black Widow is probably the leading.
Also, that's sort of like pointing as like a Black Widow can
female. On that
one. And since she wasn't there too, because
right,
because that also was a highlight because they had to take down Proxima Midnight with like those three.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, no, but I really like Black Widow's like really like the woman that I'm like, oh yeah, I was like she's like the one who's like
yeah, great posing shot. And she does Mantis comes in at last. And Wasp pops in.
So that's,
and then they all have their sort of like spears. Like you see like the melee ones, like you know whatever guy they can get their hands on, they tear apart.
Yeah.
And then Scarlet Witch just whoosh, and then Captain Marvel goes in for the kill.
Yep. And
over
then
the Ant-Man's truck, which also had the great horn, by the way.
Yeah.
It was a great sort of set.
We need another time machine. And then, after Captain Marvel's got the gauntlet, it goes to Iron Man, right?
No, then she gets stopped by Thanos. Like, Thanos comes in and, like, tries to deck her.
Tries to get her.
It's like, as it, well, she gets separated from the gauntlet, and then he, like, gets it on.
Yeah, then she, like, tries to, like, punch him.
And then he grabs her hand, and then probably one of the my favorite shots that they had, where Thanos tries to headbutt Captain Marvel, does nothing.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, oh, shit. He grabs the Power Stone with his right hand, and then knocks out Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
With, like, the full power of, like,
headbutts Captain Marvel, nothing happens, grabs Power Stone, and then punches her, and she's out. And then you find out that Iron Man rips the gauntlet off.
And then they just have to, like,
take the gauntlet. He takes the power or the Infinity Stones out.
Yeah, he transfers it with his nanotech.
Oh, right. Because,
like, during this whole fight, Doctor Strange, like, does one magic thing, but then has to keep, like, the entire battlefield from flooding and killing everyone.
Yeah, no, yeah. Because Doctor Strange is just, like, keeping out, like, the flood of, like, people.
Yeah, because the whole, like, ship dropping.
Yeah.
With the second, like, airstrike, it, like, hit something, and then, like, the bay was just kind of starting to pour into the battlefield.
Yeah, so he's, like, stopping natural disasters.
Because Scarlet Witch kind of got wrecked a little bit, so I don't know why. I kind of wish, like, Scarlet Witch, like, did a little bit more pointy stuff. Like, she blocks it, but then it's, like, with the Avengers thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, symbolism, Scarlet Witch. Grabbing the A. It's either making a dam or smashing Thanos in the head with it.
Right.
Yeah, but so, yeah, that whole sort of deal. Captain Marvel's knocked out. Iron Man, like, desperately, like, getting Thanos, things. Trying to get the glove off, punching him, getting punched back. Captain America comes back in with Mjolnir.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, tries to bust him.
Yeah.
And then isn't exactly working. But then Doctor Strange holds up one finger. And Iron Man's like, this is it.
Yep.
That's how it happens. So yeah, one guy's moving, like, it's not even like a grand shot either.
No.
Like, I love how it's just sort of like,
just kind of like, it's like one struggle. The Infinity Stones out of the gauntlet.
And then people did laugh in this scene, which...
it's a natural human response to laugh at, like, an uncomfortable scene.
Thanos is like, I am inevitable.
Yeah.
And then it's just one thing.
Yep.
Like, how weird the synapse sounds with Iron Man.
Yeah.
And then Tony Stark, like, trembles, like, his hand.
Best line of the whole
film. Infinity Stones up.
I am Iron Man. Boom.
And it had to be Tony to do that too, because Iron Man just sounds the best in that line.
Yeah. Sounds so dope. Well, I mean, that's what he says in the first movie, right?
Yeah,
because the end of the first movie.
Great film.
Yeah,
love the theme from the first Iron Man.
But yeah, and then
boom.
One of the most powerful scenes, I think, is that Tony Stark can't say the last word.
Yeah,
like he's completely immobilized by the snap.
Yeah,
and everybody like can, but everyone can still say their goodbyes.
Yeah.
Like, tell him to rest, and then his arc reactor powers out.
Yep. And what's crazy is, him and Spider-Man, great scene.
Yeah.
And Pepper Potts doesn't seem as beat up, like, she knew it was going to happen. Like, she's really sad, but she's not.
Yeah.
But she's, like, accepting of it, though.
It might just be even more of, like, because, at least the way I read into it, it is more of, like, a mother thing, because Peter's there, so she's got to kind of, like...
Be strong for
because
Peter.
Because then afterward is when she more starts to break down.
Yeah, that's true.
After like Captain America are all dying.
I'm excited to see the relationship of Peter with the family still of Pepper Potts. So Tony Stark is gone.
And then it's okay, Tony.
Because
it's okay.
We've lost him.
Because when Tony Stark comes back and first sees Cap in the movie, first thing he says is, I lost the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, like he really cares about
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what causes him to just give up his whole life, basically.
Right. Oof,
my heart.
I know.
No, yeah, that one got me pretty good.
And then
was an ugly face in the darkened theater, and then it's like, okay, I got the cry. It's good. And then they set out a little raft for him with Tony Stark has a heart. Yeah. And that got me better.
Yeah, the proof that Tony Stark has a heart.
And if they hadn't had that sort of break, and then they pan to every single... They 100% did get everybody in that scene as well. Like, yeah. He was like, oh, is it green screened? Or, like, no, yeah. They got everybody...
They got everyone into that scene.
Into that scene.
Yep.
Still alive, still living.
Great.
Including the kid from Iron Man 3, which...
Yeah, I didn't know who that was.
Toss it to him. Yeah. I don't know, they didn't, like, he was out of focus, too, so I was, like, a little Easter egg. But
yeah.
It was really...
I also like when Tony does the snap, and you just kind of see, like, all the...
Thanos. Yeah, and, like, just similar poses to...
Yeah.
And then Thanos just kind of, like, sits down and just kind of...
Like, knows what's happening. Yeah.
Like, what I would have done is just, like, everybody, like, gets one shot at him, like, he's holding on, he's like, no, I'm young and rash, and I won't go.
Yeah.
Like, Star-Lord blows off his chin.
Yeah.
You know? Everything.
There's just like it's like an airplane when they're like shaking the one lady and they're like making a line.
Yeah.
It's just like that. But everyone just gets to go up and slap Thanos.
Yeah. So.
Everyone gets their head in until Drax has like one in the heart.
That's like when I watched the last Harry Potter, you know, Voldemort flakes away.
Yeah.
My friend or my cousin Thomas
that's
was like
happened.
Exactly. My cousin Thomas was like, oh,
Thomas Riddle?
No, not quite. He's like, he's got really bad dandruff. Am I flaking? That's all I can think of when everyone's dusting. It's bad dandruff. Gotta use that shampoo.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then it wraps up with Cap, too. Cap,
yeah. There's a lot of resolutions, actually.
There's a lot, yeah.
There's the scene with
not Lord of the Rings,
but...
Happy. Yeah.
Right.
That scene.
That would have broke me.
That is probably the most emotional scene.
If there wasn't...
That scene really got me.
They didn't have the... As a heart, as good as they did. That would have broke me as well. The cheeseburger thing.
The cheeseburger thing.
I was like, Christ.
I was like, jeez, like...
Peter Parker goes back to school. Which, I'm sure everybody in the high school got this, except for, like, extras.
Yeah.
Like...
Because Ned is...
Boy, how brutal is that? Like,
the same age.
Like, the chess club kid is an adult now.
Yeah.
Chess club kid.
What'd I tell you about using the buzzer for comedic purposes? That kid's still alive, I bet.
Martin Starr was just there being harrowed.
Yeah.
For years.
Then Cap goes back to return the Infinity Stones.
And Mjolnir as well.
And Mjolnir.
Yeah. Okay, right, I forgot. And then it turns out he stays with Peggy, and he's
But then he didn't come back for some reason, and then there's one old man.
There's an old dude.
And Bucky knows.
And then he passes on the shield to Falcon.
Yeah.
So.
And the last shot of the movie, you know, not unlike the last shot of Thanos smiling in a grateful universe, Captain America has his one dance.
That's right.
One last dance.
One last dance with Peggy Carter.
Cut to black.
And that's... Oh yeah, and then there's Thor,
classic.
Sorry, before that Thor.
And the Asgardians of the Galaxy are...
Yeah, the Asgardians of the Galaxy are saying...
Yeah. He leaves Valkyrie to lead
Valkyrie's
New
in charge
Asgard.
Of everybody. And
I think he just looked better with Chris Hemsworth's haircut.
Great.
Like, not exactly like the Fauxhawk look that he had for Ragnarok, but like the slightly long...
Chris Hemsworth and Peter Quill dialogue is hilarious.
Yeah,
true.
Of who's going to be in charge. So
yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm a little bit disappointed that they didn't do a bigger thing of, like, Peter Quill's on Earth now.
Yeah, that would have been kind of cool, but...
Hey, you know, got kicked in the nuts.
I mean, there's
got
only so much
out.
You can do.
Yeah.
There's only so many
Gamora's
times
like,
you can
really
knock out.
Him?
Oh, yeah, Gamora finds out, because she's, like, young Gamora, and so she's, like, going to travel with him, but she's not in love with Peter Quill yet, so she's like, I fell in love with this dude. Like,
this dude?
Yeah, so...
True.
I'm excited for the third Guardians movie. That'll be funny.
Yeah,
and I'm sure it's
going to
have a lot of Thor in it.
8 years or something.
Yeah.
After Suicide Squad comes out.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah. And that's Endgame. And there's no cutscene.
No.
Ends with
I really love
the
Tony Stark hammering away.
The blacksmith hammer sound from the first movie.
And how it started. I really love that. And people rioted about that. And I was like, you shut up. You're a Marvel fan.
Yeah.
Get over it.
It was good.
Yeah.
Really good though.
That was such a good movie.
Amazing.
Like, I'm still shook from the
movie. I'm still thinking about it. Like, I need to rewatch it because I honestly like I can't retain everything that happened.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
So much happens.
Like, I don't even clearly remember the end.
I think I retain so much.
I just remember.
Really freaks me out.
Captain America wrecking Thanos with Mjolnir. That's my favorite part.
Like, apparently, Captain America calls Peter Parker Queens at one point, and I'm like, freaking what?
Yeah.
Did I scream that loud? I'm sure I did.
Yeah. Yeah, like. It's great. I gotta rewatch it.
That's such
it's
a good
movie.
Such a good
movie. Like, after coming out of, or like going into it, I was like, okay, I'm gonna see this. And, cause I'm like, I was hyped for Far From Home and stuff like that. And I'm like, seeing Endgame will kind of like.
Yeah, and Far From Home is supposed to be like the
kind of
Ant-Man style, supposed to be the original end, like the actual end of the phase.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, now after watching it, I'm just like even more hyped for all the coming movies.
It did, yeah. I mean, it does a good job. Stole it. Like, I don't need to see more Iron Man now. It's
like,
okay.
I feel like the... Yeah, I feel like Ant-Man and the Wasp, I'll legitimately look at as, like, bad now. Because, like, well, Paul Rudd's this good as Ant-Man.
Yeah.
What the hell have you been doing?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, too, is, like they did a really good job, because we're probably not going to see Cap. Probably not going to see Iron Man anymore.
And no, then, we're not
we might see Cap, but just, like...
Maybe
Cap.
A little bit, but
I don't think
Cap.
We are going to see. I think Chris Evans is, like, the most one that's going to be done.
But yeah, but like it for those two characters. Yeah. I mean, Infinity War, you got Iron Man's fight scene with Thanos, which is awesome. Like he actually like makes him bleed.
That whole funeral scene was really well done as well, because a very pretty big pivotal part of it was you know, just Hawkeye and Scarlet Witch.
Right.
Because like they loved the actual people who died, like the only people who actually died in the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Scarlet Witch is the one giving Hawkeye advice, which is, you know, a good way to close off that relationship for now.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, like, because Black Widow and Vision's dead. He's dead.
Yeah.
He's gone.
He's done.
And so, yeah, Black Widow's dead. Like,
yeah, so the only remaining original six Avengers are Hulk and Hawkeye.
And Cap, technically.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, that's it, though.
But yeah, I'm gonna miss like Tony Stark and all them.
Yeah,
but
he's been great.
They wrapped up their story like really well.
Very
so
well done.
I'm glad that they wrapped up the story instead of just like keeping them going.
Yeah, no, that's good. You need to end it, and we need to make room for other characters.
Yeah, I'm sure the next villain. It'd be great if Kang would be the next villain, because that would work well with like a million years in the future. Kang found out how they time traveled, and then that created a dynasty of like time lords and like a race.
Yeah,
because they're actually called time lords in the comic books. Doctor Who fans,
Doctor
Who fans are left.
Yeah.
That was a knee slap, by the way.
He just slapped David. Oh, that was a good joke.
But yeah.
That was so good.
Very well done.
That's a good one. Movie of the year. Good job.
This is a long pot, too.
Honestly,
there's not
going to
be a Spider-Verse this year. So yeah, movie of the year. It's yours.
Yeah.
Endgame.
We'll give it to you.
I mean, it's April.
A4's
going to
be really
good.
Yeah.
Female Avengers, I'm calling it. A4's is going to be sick. Hawkeye should lead. The Young Avengers, like in the graphic novels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely worth.
Also, Cassie Lang wasn't 13 Reasons Why chick, and I can't tell you how happy I was about that.
What?
It wasn't 13 Reasons Why chick for Cassie Lang, like the rumors.
That's nice.
I was like, whew. That would have been the worst.
Yeah.
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 And I didn't
Giant Man also
like
stomped Cold City pretty good.
Pee,
No, me neither. I did have to be in the middle, but I didn't miss anything, really. So.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Very well done.
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, oof. That was good.
Let us know what you thought. DSLCM, Instagram, Twitter. David, you have an Instagram.
I do.
Who cares?
Yeah, no,
not like you know, share the podcast or anything on it.
I haven't posted on my Instagram in a year. I don't think it's been a while.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't have... Like,
I'll
any
share.
Social
you have a
media
LinkedIn?
That I use.
Matt doesn't either, yeah.
I don't have LinkedIn. I should probably make one, but...
Yeah. I probably should do it. But, yeah. I hope you listened to this entire thing.
Yeah. No, I'm sure they did. We've had longer ones than this.
That's true.
That's true.
So, because
we could actually... This movie has a good enough structure to talk about it.
J.K.
Rowling.
I'm glad I missed that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wouldn't have added much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
I'll stand by this. Originally, we were going to have an annual award show eventually, and I wanted to give a yearly award to the person who created the shot for, you know, the Spider-Man mask in the puddle. Have Peter Parker's like, oh, that's a great shot. But then now it's going to have to go to that Captain America against the Army shot.
Oh,
it's going to have to go there.
Fantastic.
And it's brutal.
Fantastic shot.
That was good.
Yeah.
Honestly, there was just, like, a lot of just, like, individual shots in Endgame.
They were
was, like,
super good.
It did kind of bum me out that Lady Sif wasn't in it. That Lady Sif is just dead.
Yeah.
In Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and whatnot. Actually, a very huge thing that I missed in the 70s scene, Jarvis from the Agent Carter TV show is in it, which is the first ever TV to live action sort of deal.
Huh?
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that callback to Jarvis.
That was good.
That's a great one. Agent Carter is very good. Written by the same people who wrote
that looks really
the
good.
Entire Russo filmology.
That looks really good.
So yeah, it is a Marvel cool film universe.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
I've been your host boy, Harrison Cordell. These have been your co-boys, Matthew Easdale and David Lake.
Yes.
What do you got? You boys got anything going on?
Not really. Just emotionally recovering from
that. Yeah, that's true. Or into the woods,
May 3rd. I got tech week this week, so that's not going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, thank you, boys. Yeah. As we say at the end of every boys club,
we
are a gift from God. A gift from Thanos. God bless you, boys, and see you at the club next week.
See ya.
Amen.